And we welcome you in. 601. December 18th. We have, just 3 more days until the Christmas weekend. Now, as I understand it, Kyle, are we off Monday and Tuesday of next week?
Show on Christmas Day.
No show on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
No.
I'll be here.
You will not. You will not be
no,
here.
No, I'll absolutely not be here. Yeah, no, Monday and Tuesday we're out of here.
But we're here all week. We're here all week, everybody, for you. That's what we do, and welcome in. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, blah, blah, blah. Let's just be honest. Let's get this out of the way. It's going to be a weird day. It's going to be a weird, I would say, in my 17-odd years on or around this station. God, that sounds really bad to say out loud.
You started at this station when I was 10.
Shut up. You know, it's funny. I used to do that same stuff to other hosts, though. So that's like a circle of life thing.
Absolutely.
I was the kid here for the longest time.
I think that means that, like, you've made it.
Or my time is up. It depends on how you look at it. The clock's ticking.
Which might be the same thing in this industry.
So I don't think this has ever happened. And now, this is going to be something that only I care about, which is pretty much the whole show usually. But this is, I'm not getting any sympathy, and I'm not looking for any sympathy, so get off me. But I think this is the first time this has ever happened. Now, listen, I pride myself on, if nothing, as weird as it might sound, being prepared. And when I say being prepared, I mean I'm generally not without that in which I need. For example, if I look back on the little shelf behind me, I was noticing it this very morning. I have a banana, 2 packs of oatmeal, a Clif Bar, 3 different, not 2, but 3 different flavors of Hall's cough drops, because I'm still fighting that cold, and then a backup 2 bag of oatmeal, different flavors, just in case I get extra hungry. Oh, and a banana. I'm not going to eat 80% of that, but I have it. I have it just in case, Kyle. Everybody in radio carries a bag. You have a radio bag. It's your suitcase. It's where I keep my laptop, my cords, my headphones, my live reads.
Booze,
cocaine, etc. And in that bag, I have backups to backups to backups of cords. Just every different cord imaginable. I have little flash drives in case I need to. I don't need to copy anything, but I have it just in case. I have reads from a year ago, ads I did a year ago. Why? Because I'm a hoarder.
I used to do the same thing when I called baseball games. I'd keep all my game notes and stuff. I just had a binder of game notes from 3 years ago. So I'm with you.
My long-winded point, as it usually is that I have backup systems for pretty much everything. I pride myself on that. If I forget something, if something breaks, hey, look. And I just got back from an East Coast road trip in which my bag is going to be extra stocked. So I get here this morning. I am a very, very, very much a routine person in the morning. It's what keeps me alive. I come in, I sit down, I check the internet, I load in the sound clips we're going to play, I set up the computers in here. Now, here's already a dick right there on 44-1140. You want to congrats on being an adult? Shut up. I'm getting to a point. I told you I didn't want your sympathy.
I want that. Give me.
You want congrats on being an adult?
Thank you.
I mean, hey, we made it.
I've worn pants every day this week.
I have a routine.
Yeah.
Part of that routine includes generally a cup of hot coffee. I'm sick, so it's tea. I know. It's weird, but tea with creamer. And I go outside. Well documented, I'm a smoker. Go outside, looking on my phone for stuff, smoking and drinking my hot beverage. And then right before we go on air, I step out about 5:55. It's the last chance. Get my thoughts together. Here we go. I discovered today at 5:55. I didn't bring a lighter. I don't have a lighter. I did not bring a lighter.
It's a sign.
Now,
that's whatever omnipotent being that guides our daily decisions is telling you something.
Yeah, he's telling me I should have one of those 5 packs of plastic lighters you can get at Costco. I always have backup lighters. I've never done a radio shift, I think, in my life where I haven't had 1 to 2 lighters in my backpack. Oof. So now I have a problem. Got a 3-hour show to do. Well, not that I'm counting, but 2 hours and 54 minutes. And listen, smokers are drug addicts, and drug addicts are creative. So don't think I've already done a once-over on this place.
He's YouTubing. I kid you not. I can see his computer. He is YouTubing how to make a fire
out of the items
outside the station.
I've already you know what I'm going to do, Kyle? This is sad. You know what I'm going to do?
The next break, run over to 7-Eleven.
I don't have time. I've already tried to time it out. I don't have time to do it. And, yes, I already thought of running a recorded interview, but that's just – that I can't do that.
He's calling in.
There's a limit to my lack of professionalism. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm serious. When I say smokers are drug addicts, and drug addicts can be creative when they need their fix, I'm not joking here. Under the sink in our jock lounge where everybody eats and stuff, see, on the counter we have a toaster oven. But under the sink in the back, how do I know this? Because I've been tearing this place apart. There is a toaster.
No.
There is a plug, a hidden plug. I won't say where it is because the engineers will get mad at me because we have a vagrant issue outside where people will come and siphon our power. But there is a hidden plug on the premises. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the toaster that probably hasn't been used in a decade. And I'm going to plug in the toaster outside, and I'm going to use the coil in the toaster to light my smoke. And then you know what, Kyle? Because
that's disgusting.
Well, hold on. I mean, is disgusting the right word?
Yes.
Well, how is it gross?
Because you're putting a cigarette inside of a toaster.
Yeah. No, I mean, that might be desperate or horrible. Or, I mean, disgusting. I use that term as like I ate fish.
You don't know what's going on in that toaster.
No, as I suck in carcinogens and tar.
Exactly. But it might be unhealthy.
That wayward bagel from 1998, that might do the trick. That poppy seed.
It is a true everything bagel.
People are saying, listen, these are old tricks. You know, put your smoke on the coffee burner. It's not hot enough. We don't have a stove here, either gas nor the other kind. But here's what's bad. This is going to end up being a $15 mistake for me because I'm going to feel compelled to buy the station another toaster. Even though this toaster hasn't been used, I'm telling you, in at least a decade. In fact, I'm not entirely sure the thing works. The caller get mad?
No. Okay. The opposite. Had a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
Mike wants you to just go light it in your car.
I don't, that's the thing, these stupid-ass cars.
Oh, you don't drive an 85 Datsun.
Thank you.
God.
Days like today, I wish I did. Believe me, that was the first thing I checked for, the cigarette lighter in the car. Hey, do you have one in your car?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry. It's literally an outlet now. It's just a plug.
You know, maybe before I get to the toaster, that's what I'll find.
These damn millennial cars.
You dumb new cars that don't even have a cigarette. Yeah, it has the port for it. My car has a 3-prong plug.
That sounds like a really nice car.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know what? Right now, would happily trade it in for a Bic. Like just a Bic lighter that came out of the dashboard. I mean, I don't smoke in my car, but I can get in and out very quickly.
You can take a Lyft.
No, I'm not asking any listeners to bring in lighters or matches, although that's very nice of you. You know, our voice guy does the traffic. He has an older car. What if he has a cigarette lighter in there? Is that an intimate thing to ask somebody, especially a non-smoker?
Do you have a lighter?
No, but, like, could I use your cigarette lighter in your car? That's kind of an intimate
thing. That's an intimate thing. That's a that's a thing that I for sure wouldn't have a problem asking my parents.
Uh-huh.
But I would for sure have a problem asking somebody that I didn't know that well.
For the Teslans all over this. Pat or Tom must have a lighter. No, they don't. They don't. They think they have a car lighter, truck lighter.
You should. You
they
guys.
Don't. They don't.
The way you guys came barreling in here, you and Pat.
Oh yeah.
And just kicked the door down. Said, "Hey,
hey,
got a question for you.
Mm.
You have a lighter? No.
No. Yeah, man. I mean, listen, it's a thing." I can't run across the 7-Eleven on the break. No, we don't have interns. No, I can't give away. There's laws and rules. I can't in the notes say that we gave away our Kings tickets today because somebody brought me in matches. That's just not legal.
What if?
I think I'm going with the toaster.
What if I run to 7-Eleven?
No. Ooh, wait a minute. No,
because you run all the morning brew.
Do I?
Mm-hmm. Except for the first one. But once I hit this button, it's going to run all the way through by itself.
Here's the thing. As a former intern, and by the way, you're far from an intern.
Not an intern.
Let me get to my point. Who was just abused, and I won't say by who, but just beyond the normal
Grand
intern
Napier.
Abuse. I am highly sensitive. Like, I don't have, even when we had interns, I wouldn't have them. The only thing I ever had an intern do for me ever, and my past guys like you, Sean Thomas and Christopher, they'll verify this. The only time I ever had them do anything is I'd have them make sure I had water in the studio at all times, just because I would
sure.
get
See,
a drink.
Grant didn't even make me do that. Grant was
That's the only thing I had. I wouldn't have him gather anything, nothing. That was the only thing I ever had. That's it. Nothing else. Everything else was for the board ops.
glad the interns got a lot of value out of their internship.
So your idea to run to 7-Eleven is a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
But the only way I will do it, I'm negotiating with you now.
I like this. We also have to go.
I'm going to give you 10. Excuse me. I'm already starting to. Lose. I'm having. What is it when you don't get your stuff? I'm having a fit. Whatever. Right now.
Withdrawal.
Thank you. I'm going to give you $10 cash. A lighter is what? One to about $1.50?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have to keep the change for gas and incidentals. That's the only way I'll feel good about it.
Do incidentals count as a coffee and a donut?
Yes.
Okay.
But be careful. We won't have that long. That trip down to 7-Eleven is going to go a lot quicker than you're a lot slower than you think. Especially if there's lines around 6:14. When you have cigarettes and no lighters, the only time a smoker turns into a tweaker. Yeah, you're damn right. And from the 916, that's why I keep road flares in my car for emergencies. God damn it, see? All right, we'll take a break. When we get back, this show is so stupid. How are we still on the air? When we get back, we will do Morning Brew. We have a big show for you. Sam Amick's going to come in at 7:35. Katie Christensen will be on the phone at 8:05 because, you know, hey, she's in Philadelphia. Also, we've got Kings tickets for you. And I believe, yep, that's right. We got a couple of more free floats from True Rest Float Spa. My wife loves this stuff, by the way. So, hey, just in time for Christmas. It's The Drive back in three. Sports 1140 KHDK. And we talk about top stories in the NFL season, one that I think should be included is field goal kicking. Now, you can't blame that guy for you can't blame a guy for missing a 55-yarder to win the game. It's not like shanking a 34-yarder. But at some point, I think it's been addressed. You need to address a little bit more the amount of value you place on a great field goal kicker. And when you look at certain teams, and the Buccaneers dealt with it all year long. They started out, remember, they had the whole Roberto Aguayo thing. He was cut. That was a first-round pick. Then you move on to who the hell? Not Nick Foles, but you know who I'm talking about. The next guy who sucked. And then everybody just – the Chargers with Young-Ho Kim, my favorite name. Anyways, last night, Falcons edge the Bucks 24-21 in a game where if you're Bucks fans, listen, no moral victories. But it might be the first time Jameis Winston has looked halfway healthy. In the last 2 months, 27 to 35, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He actually outdueled Matt Ryan head-to-head. The difference in this game was Devontae Freeman, who had an amazing game. And for all you fantasy owners that are now out of fantasy contention, watching Devontae Freeman rile up about, well, just under, right around 200 yards, just under 200 yards total. He had a buck 26 rushing, 68 receiving, 5 catches, and a touchdown. Devontae Freeman was the man last night. And also, by the way, took a number of, and this is a guy who had concussion issues earlier in the year, he took a number of hard pops, including one where the ball came out, was recovered by his own guys. But man, did he take some pops. He's going to have a headache this morning. We talked yesterday about biggest disappointments this year in the NFL. The Buccaneers certainly are one. Coming up at 7:17, 4-down territory, we're going to talk about best turnarounds. And I'm sure you can guess two of the teams, at least, that'll be in that conversation. Number two. You hope it's the same result tonight, or something similar, at least. That was maybe the most fun game of the season. Certainly in the conversation when the Kings beat Philadelphia earlier at Golden 1 Center. Tonight, pregame 3:30, tip-off 4 o'clock. Right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. And you're always going to watch your Kings. The 76ers might be the most fun team. Most fun team. Yeah, the Warriors are boring. They're super good. The Celtics, blah, blah, Kyrie. Hey, these Sixer teams are fun to watch. You should have Joel Embiid involved as well. I believe he sat out his last game. So very interesting as the Kings wrap up. They wrap up, right? Hold on. Minnesota, Toronto. Are they wrapping it up? Hold on. That's a 4-game trip, isn't it? Yeah, they have one more after this. That's right. Kings and Nets, they go to Brooklyn tomorrow before coming home. Number three. Sorry, I was just hat-tipping Kyle. You're back, Kyle.
I am. I made it.
Hey, listen to this, guys. Look at you. You're a hero.
Oh, God, the mic's on fire.
Not all heroes wear capes.
I would have been back before this segment started.
Yeah.
But this light out here.
Oh, it's the punishment
light. Is that Hemlock right here in Madison?
It's the punishment light.
I sat at that light for probably longer than it took me to get to 7-Eleven.
Honestly, I don't advocate this. I never advocate breaking the law. Not going to do it. Will never happen. That you got to run that light.
I could not. There were cars
coming. Oh, were there cars coming? Yeah. Well, then you can't run the light. That light sucks.
It stinks.
Hey, it sucks, and it's on a timer. Hey, Kevin Durant last night, you heard that. The Warriors end up in overtime beating the Lakers. Kobe's numbers were retired. We're going to get into several conversations circulating last night, including him kind of settling in as a just an LA sports fan by leaving at the end of regulation before overtime started.
Classic. I think he was so disgusted with that final shot attempt in regulation.
Good watch.
Lonzo Ball's lucky that this game didn't happen 2 weeks ago. When Lonzo hype and is he good or is he bad, was it an all-time high? Because he got the game winner dotted in his eye and then got his game-winning attempt blocked.
Yeah, no, he did.
Which is just rookie stuff. Like rookie, that happens in basketball games. But that would have been a huge deal two weeks ago.
Sure it would have. And listen, that's Kevin Durant. My God, I watched that play. Hey, he's good at basketball.
Yeah.
This just in.
And wait until Joel Embiid starts doing stuff like that. Giannis. Just bananas.
We'll take a break. When we get back, a little football wrap-up. Falcons, Bucks, and I want to ask about the Falcons, too. Are we sleeping on these guys? Well, start to wrap up, what is it, week 15 in the NFL. Next in the Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. From the 916, I'm disappointed in Kyle. He could have gotten so much more than 10 bucks. 10 will get you a lit candle. 20 bucks gets you a lighter. Yeah, see? That's the thing. That's teamwork right here. Kyle wasn't trying to negotiate me down from weakness.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He would have done it. I don't want to deal with a show where Dave can't go outside for his breaks.
You don't want to deal with a drug-addicted withdrawing Dave. For 3 hours.
I don't even like dealing with a regular Dave.
Much less a withdrawal Dave. It's not going to work. Are we underrating the Falcons? I mean, they still have to get into the playoffs.
I said last week, after they beat the Saints in the fashion that they beat them.
Yeah.
I said, the Falcons are a team I would not want to see in January.
You know,
And I just got killed for it.
Nah.
And this is a team that went to the Super Bowl last year. They still have a ton of weapons. Yes, they have issues with their play calling. But this is still a really good team.
Do you have a TV on?
Yeah.
Is the volume on?
Nope.
Are you hearing that too?
Hearing what?
Get out of here. Come on. Are you not hearing that? You're not hearing football. Hold on. You're not hearing football highlights? Listen.
No.
You really don't hear that.
No, for real, for real.
Wow.
It might be this. Hang on.
Okay. It's not that loud. It's just.
Is it gone?
To be...
No? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal
it's
is.
It's not there. Bad enough to. I'm concerned a listener can hear it. If they can't hear it, I don't care because it's barely audible. Don't even worry about it. We won't get sidetracked for the rest of the stinking segment.
But the Falcons, the way they beat the Saints, it was like, wow, that's that kind of weird victory that just kind of sparks a team. And then they go last night and they find a way to beat the Bucks, and they just kind of look like a team that's starting to figure some things out.
You know how there are teams that are in the playoffs, and you say they had a really good regular season. But we can look right now, and maybe I'm going to get a couple of these wrong, Kyle. But we look and go, okay, well, who has a chance to make the Super Bowl? All right, Steelers, Pats, maybe the Jag, but I wouldn't bet on it. I feel like it's those two teams. And then in the NFC, I'm going, okay, well, who am I comfortable with in the Super Bowl? The Eagles? The Vikings?
Are you comfortable with the Eagles and Nick Foles in the Super Bowl?
No. And I'm not comfortable with the Vikings and Case Keenum in the Super Bowl. I'm sort of comfortable with Drew Brees.
Cam Newton.
And Cam Newton. I'm not comfortable with Jared Goff. There are teams that are in the playoffs, and you say, okay, they made the playoffs and good for them, but I'm not comfortable with them in the Super Bowl. And then you look at a team like the Atlanta Falcons, and I go, nah, you know what? They don't really blow me over.
I think part of that, I agree with you. I think part of it, though, is because we've seen the Falcons do it.
Sure.
Whereas the Eagles rely a lot on their defense and their run game, as do the Vikings, as do the Rams. So I think we're just looking at teams that we've seen do it before, but there's all these teams that have been so bad.
Yeah.
That we're like, oh, well, we can't imagine the Rams making a run. But the Rams behind Todd Gurley are phenomenal.
Todd Gurley was ridiculous.
The Vikings throttled the Rams in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Three weeks ago?
Yes, they did.
So I think it's a familiarity thing. and us as fans not being able to wrap our brains around a new team being that good.
You know what? The Rams, with the exception of a home loss to the Redskins, their second game of the year, they lost 27-20.
Yeah.
They have a home loss to the Seahawks, which you can forgive. Remember, that was a healthier Seahawks team, and it was 16-10. I'm fine with that loss.
I think Cooper Kupp dropped a touchdown in that game.
He did. That was that game. Yeah. Then, as you said, 24-7 in Minnesota, they lost there. 43-35, that was a great game with the Eagles a couple of weeks ago that they did lose. That's it. That's their losses. But yet I go, well, can I see this team? And maybe it's because it's the Rams. but I have this little voice in the back of my head that says, yeah, did you also feel that way at the turn of the century when that grocery bagger guy – Kurt whatever had taken over for Green. Damn it, who was the quarterback? Trent Green, thank you. And you know, yeah, they passed the ball a lot, but their defense, they won the Super Bowl.
Same thing with Tom Brady.
Same thing with Tom Brady. Who's this kid, this undersized kid from Michigan taking over for Drew Bledsoe out of Washington State? Are you kidding me?
Same thing with Eli Manning and the Giants.
100%.
They had zero business being in 100%. Either of those Super Bowls or winning them.
100%.
As long as you get there, you have a shot. And that's what I think is fascinating about this year's playoffs, is there isn't a distinct favorite for me. It's probably the Patriots. If I'm putting my life on it, you bet the Patriots. But they're not infallible.
Not at all. And honestly, they very easily could be coming off a loss this week. They'd be coming off, what, two losses in a row?
Yeah.
Falcons are 10th in the NFL in points against. Their defense isn't terrible. What?
The Falcons are 10th in the NFL.
I mean,
and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all
they're
they
just
have.
10th.
When you look at, you know, we always talk about the Steelers and how the Steelers have Le'Veon Bell, they have Antonio Brown, and they have Ben Roethlisberger. And that's your best offensive threesome in the NFL, I believe. Turn to Atlanta. Well, you got Matt Ryan, who's probably better than Ben Roethlisberger is right now.
I think so.
Right now. I don't think Julio Jones is better than Antonio Brown, he's probably the only guy that's in the conversation.
He is.
And I don't think Devontae Freeman is anywhere near better than Le'Veon Bell. But Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman in the backfield is a pretty badass 1-2 punch backfield. So they're not, and they also had to overcome Kyle Shanahan leaving. That's a huge deal for them. Speaking of the Eagles, just some notes we have that we'll get to throughout the day here from Week 15. Nick Foles threw 4 touchdown passes. Carson Wentz threw 4 touchdown passes the week before. The Eagles are the first team since the 2011 Green Bay Packers in Week 16 and 17 to have different starting quarterbacks throw at least 4 touchdown passes in back-to-back weeks. That's the first time that's happened in Eagles franchise history. 2011, can you name the quarterbacks for the Packers that did it?
It's Matt Flynn and Aaron Rodgers.
That is absolutely correct. Well done. Well done. Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Agholor, and Zach Ertz each had a touchdown catch in Philly's win. Jeffrey, Agholor, and Ertz each have 8 touchdown catches this season or more. The Eagles are the 4th team in NFL history to have at least 3 players with 8 or more receiving touchdowns through their team's first 14 games. The 61 Oilers, the 2004 Indianapolis Colts, and the 2013 Denver Broncos. Okay, so the Broncos had Demaryius Thomas,
Wes Welker,
and the tight end, Julius Thomas. Okay. The Colts had Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison.
Dallas Clark.
Was it Dallas Clark?
Probably.
It doesn't list
Brandon
it here.
Stokely, maybe?
I think you're right. I couldn't remember the tight end. I think you're right. I think you're right that it was a tight end. Was it Dallas Clark? All right, we'll figure that out during the break when we return. Kobe Bryant's jerseys got retired last night. Yeah, we watched the whole thing. By the way, if you watched that, You also watch it. Amazing that Kevin Durant hit the game winner last night after he was killed by Larry Nance just before the half. Did you see that?
I did. He got yammed on twice.
Okay. Dude, Larry Nance is ridiculous.
He's crazy athletic. It was Brandon Stokley.
It was Brandon Stokley. Wow, well done. Larry Nance is like the sneakiest, most athletic person in the NBA. He's right up there with Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine. It's insane.
He's just not that good at basketball.
No, he's not. But
he is a phenomenal athlete.
Did you happen to see the bad alley-oop pass to him as he was falling out of bounds, and he somehow winged it to the corner, and they hit a three off of his pass? There's just a couple of amazing plays by him. Kevin Durant got killed, and if you go back and watch that replay, and I hate the Lakers, but I love bench reactions.
Yes.
And
I had very good bench reactions.
Oh, my God, dude. Not only did you have guys flailing arms all over the place, if you look closely, Lonzo Ball was in there doing the paparazzi. He was in there kneeling down and taking fake photos of Larry Nance. We'll talk about the retirement. We have some Kobe questions for you, as much as it sucks to talk about Kobe Bryant. But, hey, it is sports history. We're going to do it. That's coming up next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. That's Kobe Bryant last night after Magic Johnson introduced Jeannie Buss. I thought Jeannie Buss actually had the best speech. She had unlike Magic and Kobe, who were going off the cuff, Jeannie had, you know, this small lady comes out amidst these giants, and her hands are shaking, and she's reading her notes. And at one point, she started to lose it a little bit. Now, listen, I don't need to put the credentials out there. I hate the Lakers. I can't stand Kobe Bryant. Blah, 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 Kings fan, all that. That goes with that. Those roots go deep as deep can go. But I also don't know if I've ever been torn on an athlete more than Kobe Bryant in my life. I don't know if there's ever been another athlete that I've been more torn, because I know this. I know if Kobe Bryant played 20 years for the Sacramento Kings, he'd be my favorite athlete of all time. He'd be my favorite athlete. I can confidently say he and Will Clark would be my favorite athletes of all time. You got a guy who was born to play basketball, a guy who was doing his press conference last night and answered like four of the first 10 questions in different languages. Incredibly intelligent. He's got an assassin's mentality. When people compare players to Michael Jordan and you hear the LeBron James thing come up, there's nobody that's been closer to Michael than Kobe because of that mentality. Just that assassin's mentality. Now, don't give me the eyebrow, Kyle. I'm not saying Kobe was Michael.
That was an aggressive eye roll.
That was a very aggressive eye roll. I'm saying, like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant wanted no friends. He gave zero Fs. He lived, ate, breathed. His entire life was basketball. And his will to win was immeasurable. Immeasurable. I respect that. I don't know if I'd want that life, but I respect that. I respect that he wanted the ball at the end of the game and more often than not did good things. And I respect that he was, and I do have, especially in this day and age, a tip of the cap to players that play for one city, one team, for two decades. That's a fairly impressive accomplishment that even Michael Jordan didn't have. But then there's also, you know, things that weren't in his control, like fouling when Mike Bibby fouled Kobe's elbow with his nose and got called for it.
Bibby's got to be smarter there.
Yeah. We've kind of brushed aside because of the of two reasons, and this is the uncomfortable conversation here. But Colorado's kind of in the rearview mirror, isn't it, with Kobe Bryant? It's in the rearview. It's been long enough, and the statute of public limitations has passed, which is crazy, especially in today's day and age, when you're seeing titans of industry fall like bowling pins left and right. And then you have a guy in Kobe Bryant who allegedly did some very horrific things in Colorado. But everybody gets a comeback. It's just a matter of time, no matter what you think. There's very little in this world you can't come back from. Ask Pee Wee Herman, ask Mel Gibson, ask Kobe Bryant. But I'm torn on him, man. Like, he is and was a phenomenal basketball player. 5 championships. And Jeannie Buss said something that caught my ear. She said, "We're retiring both your numbers." And I'm paraphrasing here. She said, "One of the reasons we're retiring both your numbers is because both of those numbers, what the accomplishments, both of those numbers would have made the Hall of Fame." I went, "Oh, God, is that true?" You know, he split his career evenly between 8 and 24. And the numbers are actually fairly similar. 24 points with number 8, 26.3 with 24. 5.1 boards with 8, 5.3, 24. 4.5 assists, 4.9 assists, 1.5 steals, 1.4 steals. 3 titles to 2 titles. So first question, would Kobe Bryant have made the Hall of Fame if 8 and 24 were 2 separate players, Kyle?
Yeah, probably. Expanded over 20 years each. Or 10 years apiece?
10 years apiece. Number 8.
Oh, man.
Number 8 Kobe Bryant is one career. Okay? 16,000 points at least in each number. 3 titles for one, 2 for the other. I would say, as crazy as it sounds, I would say, let me ask you this. Why don't you compare number 8 Kobe Bryant, number 24 Kobe Bryant to Tracy McGrady's career? And Tracy's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. That's kind of, yeah, you throw the two titles in there. The numbers alone are good, decent. But you throw in the titles, I mean, yeah, he probably gets in with both.
Throw the titles, the MVPs. He had a scoring championship in each one.
Tracy
McGrady, he won a scoring title with each number. Tracy McGrady, I believe, won one scoring title in his career. That's when you think about that in itself, and I was like, yeah, dude, it's kind of goofy when you think about, and I still think it's kind of goofy when you think about all the Laker greats, and I saw his jerseys getting put up in the rafters, and they flank Chick Hearn's microphone. When you look up there and you see Chamberlain, although Russell was there last night, we'll get to that later. When you see Chamberlain and Magic and Jerry West and Shaquille O'Neal, who was there, by the way, and you think about the fact that Kobe Bryant has 2 numbers retired, it's kind of winky. But, dude, to have 2 separate careers in themselves, 10 years and 10 years that each would have made Hall of Fames.
I think we're making a bigger deal out of that because he wore 2 different numbers.
I completely agree because I think you could make a list of people where if you put a half, like Michael Jordan would have had 2 Hall of Fame careers. Bill Russell, 2 Hall, Kareem, Wilt. But I think that list is probably under 10.
Oh, it's
10.
Not. That is not to say he's not a phenomenal player. I'm just saying when people go, "Wow, he had 2 Hall of Fame," I think that's less unique to Kobe Bryant than people are making it out to be. Just because he switched his number, like that's some crazy thing to do.
No, you're absolutely right. It's a visual marker that allows us to make that supposition. I want to get into Kings Philly tonight, but I also want to continue the conversation. Wondering, where does Kobe rank when it comes to athletes most beloved by their cities? Where does Kobe rank when it comes to athletes most beloved by the cities they played for? I think it's a fairly small list. We'll get into Kings and Philly next on the Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.